So here's your TV remote. It's going to be room 205. All right. Here's your
ID and
credit card.
It's about 9 p.m. on a Thursday. Front desk clerk Curtis Swain slides a small, thick TV remote and room key through the small hole cut into the Dunes Inn bulletproof glass window. The front desk faces Hollywood Sunset Boulevard, and Swain settles his large frame into the creaky wooden chair to talk about his most recent incident on the job.
And I had to kick somebody out of 106 because we just kept seeing guys in and out every 10 minutes. Boom, boom, boom. We went and knocked on the room, and there was four naked men in the room. And I said, look, we know what's going on. If you don't leave in 10 minutes, I'm calling the police.
Normally, though, working a night shift is not that exciting. It's the kind of job that
destroys me the next day, especially if I've got to go to school in the morning.
Front desk clerk Peter Rowland joined Swain in the office.
Late at night.
He had to stop doing the night shift because
I felt that my day was wasted because I was in bed most of the day for at least 3 days a week.
Usually, the 8 hours drip by without a distraction.
It can be very boring.
It can also be really lonely. So Rowland would fill the empty room with this. Rowland wipes his gray hair out of his face while bending down to turn up the dial on the old silver radio plugged into the wall.
They have some good concerts in the middle of the night.
Rowland has been a clerk at the Dunes for 25 years.
I've seen it through his slow times and his good times.
As he checks credit card receipts and marks down no-show customers, he reflects on the night a cop was killed outside room 230.
No, I didn't know anything about it until the police started coming in. The person wasn't even a guest in the hotel. The policeman that got shot went up to the room and knocked at the door, standing in front of the door. So the guy shot through the door. So, of course, the place was locked down. There were some Japanese boys, I remember, about four of them checking in at the time. So they had to come back here into the office. And I didn't hear the gunshot. All I know is that we saw the policeman lying on the walkway around her.
Rowland says the room now has a legacy with Hollywood cops.
Quite often, police cars driving around and stopping briefly on the other side and pointing up to the room. Every time a new policeman joined the force, they brought him round and showed him where this happened.
The Dunes has seen its fair share of shootings, from suicides to the LA riots. Swain tells one infamous story involving one of the Dunes' owners before the bulletproof glass went up. A few years ago, Swain says a man was trying to rob one of the front desk clerks.
He heard it, came over with his 45, saw him with the shotgun, and went boom, boom, shot him twice in the back. And the guy turned around and shot him in the hip with the shotgun. So the guy took off. He ended up living, but they caught him because they followed his trail of blood around the corner.
And as any night shift Hollywood hotel clerk can tell you, dealing with prostitutes is an everyday thing.
About Hugh Grant and that prostitute, Divine Brown, and the paparazzi, they came and they offered me $10,000 to tell them the room number.
And you didn't do it?
No. She had a limousine because she got paid a lot of money. And she used to come in and he said, do you know who I am? I felt like saying, yes, I know who you are. And I was going to tell her who I thought she was.
But Swain and Rowland say the area is a lot better than it used to be. Hollywood is changing, and the nights are more quiet and dull. There's a sense of calm around 2 and 3 a.m. that never used to exist.
Sure, used to back in, audit was really bad with, you know, prostitutes and stuff like that. It's just the homeless people once in a while, you know.
The bulletproof glass is now just a precaution for night workers like Swain and Rowland, who deal more with tourist complaints than shootings.
Okay.
And who now choose to walk home as the sun rises for the exercise.
I'm on a big diet right now because I gained weight here. You sit. I used to eat a bunch of junk.
Brianna Sachs, Annenberg Radio News.